6 years ago, it was just an empty building next to a hospital. Today, 65 Delhi Street stands as a transitional supportive housing building that will provide housing and support services to 28 vulnerable people in the community. A grand opening was held for the three-story building Wednesday. Tenants of 65 Delhi Street Transitional Housing Facility will start moving in either at the end of the month or early March, with the plan of having a staggered approach to allow for a gradual transition to the new living environment. This facility represents so much more than just a place to live, County of Wellington Housing Services Director Dave Purdy said. It's a step to a brighter future for individuals who will soon call this incredible place home. A communal kitchen is located on each of the floors. Individual rooms each have a bed, a desk, a mini refrigerator, a closet and space to move around. The bottom floor units are also accessible, and there is an elevator to get to the upper floors. The building also features 24/7 wraparound support from Thresholds Homes and Supports, including for mental health, addictions, job training, life skills and more. 65 Delhi will create a pathway to stability and independence for the residents that will be living here, Purdy said. With complex challenges, the CEO of Thresholds said everyone needs to work together to build a system of care to tackle those issues. Delhi is a building about second chances, Eric Phillips said. It's also a building about third chances and fourth chances. I think that's what our sector is all about. My goal, and our goal, is when people need this program, they will no longer be identified by a condition or a habit or an illness. They'll just be an amazing human being living in our community, just a great neighbor. The building serves as yet another piece in the housing puzzle in the city. The project cost came in at $10.6 million, including $3.1 million from the City of Guelph and $4.6 million from the federal government. The rest was covered by the province and the County of Wellington. Mayor Cam Guthrie said he is thrilled to finally get to this day, and celebrated everyone who put in the work. He then took aim at those who fought against the project. This was proposed, it was completely approved and supported by everyone except for a very vocal few people, and using a process that was allowed, it delayed for almost a year, this project moving forward, he said. It means that 28 people that could have already been housed for a year, weren't. Guthrie added because of that, construction costs went up. He said he points it out because it needs to be said how NIMBYISM can have drastic results that can be very negative for people.